problems.
I'm not here to cause problems either. I got kids of my own.
But you're walking around drunk and throwing things at the elevator.
I didn't throw nothing.
Hold up a second. I'm talking to these people. Can I have a minute? Thank you.
My uncle's a cop. I can bring him to talk to him.
It all started because we picked a cigarette butt out of the tray.
Yeah, it's not illegal to pick a cigarette butt out of the damn tray.
Hold on a minute.
But,
I understand you. I've been through a lot, too.
Like I said, I'm not here to cause problems or anything like that.
I'm here to get my life together.
Exactly. We are starting over.
You guys don't have to answer these people. They don't do anything.
I know,
they sell us TV all day. They don't have any friends. They don't have social media.
I know, but that's not the point. The point is we're trying to...
These are old timers, they're
not bad. And all I've seen so far is some people I don't know coming.
And you got these people that live on the corner that are yelling fuck you all the time to me, being rude as shit. And then they came over and damaged the damn trailer in that park.
Yeah,
that
I don't know
yard.
Who did that.
Excuse me.
But
can we get the language a little
bit? I'm just telling you what they said.
I mean, this is a public meeting.
Yes. You know, could we?
Yes, but I'm just telling you what they said.
And I know a little bit because my dad owns half of Summit, and that's not the point. The point is
people need to learn respect.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, do you guys understand where a lot of these people
yes.
are coming from?
Yes.
I understand.
The other morning.
But doesn't mean you need to pick on us.
Exactly.
Sure.
A lot of people are scared.
What are you scared of? What have I done?
They don't know you.
But yes, I
agree. Give people the benefit of the doubt.
That's their problem, not ours.
Well,
okay.
Yes.
The other morning, you guys walked past my house at 5 o'clock in the morning. Dog barked, I went outside, people are out walking.
Am I not allowed to walk?
No, I didn't say a word to you guys.
No, I'm just saying, am I not allowed to walk at all?
You are. It's just change.
Yeah.
And
it's,
people are afraid of it.
Yes.
People don't know you.
People,
they didn't know
used
me.
To it.
Exactly.
More people are going to come in.
So, I mean.
Maybe not here, but.
Walking around, now, there's people saying that you guys were walking around drunk, yelling and stuff.
Well,
and
that, yes.
I was walking drunk, but I wasn't yelling.
But.
Okay.
I want to apologize for anything.
Don't apologize to these people. They're attacking
you
us.
Say,
they're vicious.
I want to apologize if they think I did something wrong.
They don't have very
I am apologizing if they're not old. I didn't know nothing.
Now, you guys, you're renting a room.
I'm trying to buy a house here, and you guys are just making it difficult to sell by the way you guys are acting.
I'm not.
Not everybody. Just
if you want to know the battle I went through to build a house on this town.
No, I'm not saying
sure.
You.
Okay. Sure.
When you say you guys,
yeah.
That means
that's,
me.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean you.
There's a lot of these
gentlemen
that are right behind you. I have no problems with Kurt. I have no problems with a lot of people here now, but I do have problems.
I'm trying to join the fire department, and with the way people are treating me, do you think I want to be in a town like this? Really?
And
I get it.
Yeah. If people don't like it, go to Sioux Falls. See what it's like up there.
These guys are degenerates, man. They're not even, they're subhumans. They're just...
Everything that happens here is worse than Sioux Falls.
This is ridiculous. We're talking about the town ordinance.
Hey, you're
going to
be
are you going to sit here and argue all night, or are you going to figure out all the fucking town ordinances to get this done with and stop arguing all
night?
These guys go home and commit felonies and stuff in their house that are hiding out stuff, you know?
I don't care about you. I got kids of my own, man. I'm trying to bring my kids to this town. But if people are going to be so greedy and selfish, I don't want my kids coming here.
This is what I was saying. Like, hey, what's going on? Like,
right.
Is there something as a community?
What's going on with the
community? You want to buy a house
yeah.
in the community. It's in the zoning. You're hit a rough patch. You've been there.
Yes.
You've done that.
I know
that's all I was saying was,
yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
What a lot of people are actually upset about is the ordinance issues.
Yeah.
You know, those need to get
well, just because you're upset about the ordinance issues doesn't mean you need to take it out of
the motor vehicle. It's like the fine for the motor truck.
No, I wasn't trying to get rid
of it. No, yeah.
That's all good.
I am.
It's not really under camper, but I know it's
I know. That is
and it makes sense.
Followed by
everybody.
Yes, they do. That's what's trying to be addressed. But just because we go and pick a cigarette butt out of the ashtray, you guys are going to be assholes and dump water in the ashtray?
I mean, that I didn't care.
That's pretty rude, dude.
Oh, that's bad. I didn't customer service.
I don't know. You guys want people to come to your bar, well, learn to respect people, learn to talk to people.
There's not going to be a lot of people going in there.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to cause issues.
These people aren't fixing it. They go home and do whatever they want. It's
true. And, it is, you know.
Fucking dick.
I mean.
The trigger.
But, okay,
well, we had a discussion. So, Troy, it's your meeting. Or you want me to talk?
How about we just ask Bill if he can work on the ordinance violations?
I flat out want to ask Bill, are you going to continue to bring people into your lot and continue on this path?
Man, I have to look into what you're saying. I don't know. I have to look into this stuff on my own. And I can't answer that right now. You know what I'm saying? I have to look into it and see actually, you know, more about it.
Because we need immediate action here is what we need to do. And I hate to go here. I want you to tell me you're going to stop this.
Oh, no, I couldn't give you immediate action. I just heard this on the spot, man. I couldn't do that. I don't even know what's going on. I'm just getting tapped.
Okay, well, let me tell you what the next step is then.
Sure.
The next step would be for us to make a motion to have our attorneys get involved with this violation and probably end up sending you a letter.
Sure.
Okay, and then it's going to go to court. And then underneath for violation of conditional use permit, and then when it goes to court, the judge will have the option to do whatever judges want to do, but to let you know, it's in our ordinances that it's up to a $500 fine and or 30 days in jail for each offense per day. And once we make the motion to get the attorneys involved, it's going to cost the town probably $10,000 before this is all done. And there's no turning back, because then the attorney fees are going to end up coming on you.
And this all happened because of Jeremy. Jeremy's starting all this. You are starting all this, Jeremy. You and your mafia family.
I would have to say, you are incorrect. I've been on this mission waiting for this meeting.
These guys have been here for a week.
I only found out about that this evening.
No trouble. You guys are causing more problems than they are. And what do? You sit on your ass all day and watch TV. You don't even have a friend.
Everybody, you're not going to swear, or I'll call the sheriff.
I didn't swear.
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
You did.
You did.
What did I say?
You did.
We're not going to have a shouting and a goddamn bitchy.
You're going to call the sheriff on me for swearing? Jeez, dude. Wow.
I'm not letting this meeting get out of control. We've been down this road. It ain't happening. Swear again, I'll call the sheriff.
And what's that for?
I'm telling you.
What is that, like 50 days?
We don't need to. Phil, you're in violation. We want to know if you're going to try.
I can't answer this right now. I can't answer this
yes,
stuff.
Yes, he is going to. Yes, just say yes because.
He doesn't have anything to say. I have no idea what's going on. I just came here. I was asked to come here and just to talk about things. I had no idea I'd be forced.
The biggest thing you're in violation is you got two people on your property that can't be there.
That's fucking.
Are you going to bring more in or.
Man, I cannot.
You're the one put the post out. You're the one to put the post out there for everybody to see. We're asking, are you bringing more people in? Is the post still up?
I can't answer that question. Man.
Is the post still up?
I'm not answering any of your questions.
It's an easy question. Is the post still up?
And it's an easy answer. I'm not answering it, man.
All right, I'm making a motion. We call the attorneys and get the ball rolling.
I second that motion.
Been a motion made and seconded to contact the attorneys on the Geyer lot. McCoy, how do you vote? Yay or nay?
Yes.
Pyle, how do you vote? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Loon, how do you vote? Yay or nay? Motion carries. Contact the lawyers in the morning. That's your duty.
You guys are terrorists. You didn't even read the state or U.S. Constitution. You're not even legally sworn in. So.
Next item on the agenda is 2023 budget adjustments. which we need?
Yeah.
Okay. Next item on the agenda will be the first reading of the...
Fuck all you hater motherfuckers.
Calm down. Shut up.
Fuck you, Terrence. Shut up. Fuck you, Jeremy.
Hey.
Where do I tell them to go?
Troy.
They can come here.
You want to feel bad?
That cement is leaking.
What would they